HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to season 2 of our podcast Kicks for Free, in which we discuss all things football. I am Dhiman, and with me is my co-host Vivek.
Messi!
Apart from being an India player from 1998 to 2011, Ranadi Singh belongs to the rare group of footballers who have captained both Mohun Bagan and East Bengal. The fresh-faced boy from Imphal in Manipur, who joined Mohun Bagan in 1996 along with a group of Tata Football Academy cadets, now heads the Football Players Association of India, possibly the only players' body in India to have some agency. Dhiman, you have seen Ranadi play both for club and country. What is your top-of-the-mind recall of him as a player?
I would say his ability to stay calm, especially in games for India. I mean, if I remember Ranadi chiding a teammate, and it happened when he was at JCT in the early 2000s, it was because it was a rare thing. Ranadi was also known for his accuracy of deliveries. I mean, Sunil Chhetri, when he was at East Bengal, had told the media that without Ranadi, he wouldn't be half the player he was, because so many of his goals for club and country came from Ranadi's deliveries. Even when he was struggling to hold a place in the starting lineup because of age and injury, in 2009, this was in January 2009, Ranadi produced two free kicks in a Kolkata derby, which Syed Rahim Navi converted. East Bengal beat Mohun Bagan 3-0 that afternoon in front of 80,000 at the Salt Lake Stadium. And this, mind you, was at a time when East Bengal were not doing too well in the I-League and Mohun Bagan were on the unbeaten long winning streak, really. So I think they'd won 10 matches in a row till East Bengal stopped them. And that meant that East Bengal derailed Mohun Bagan's chances of winning the I-League as well. And it happened because of two deliveries from Ranadi Singh.
Well, no points for guessing who our guest is in this episode then. Please welcome Ranadi Singh. Hi, Ranadi. Firstly, thanks for joining us. Wanted to start off with what's happening in Manipur, Ranadi. Commiserations on obviously what's happened over the past few days. How are things now? Are they getting better?
Things are getting better, but still not normal. So I'm sure our leaders are working really hard to keep it to normal. The sooner the better, because everyone is suffering. It's not only Kuki or Maiti, everyone is suffering. So I think this violence should stop as soon as possible. I'm out of state right now. I was there from third evening when it started till 9th, 10th I came out, I think, and I went to Sikkim when it was still really, really bad. So we all know from social media, but the internet is cut out from the rest of India, Manipur. But I can see that people who are staying outside has been posting many other things. So, which is really sad to happen, but I hope as a person from Manipur, you know, I've never seen this, and at this level, whatever we are seeing, it's bad, and it should stop as soon as possible.
Ranadi, I mean, right now football seems not a very important thing, but you know, Manipur, ever since Kiran Khongsai and Gunabir Singh came around, and then you guys followed, Manipur is a state which has produced footballers with assembly line regularity. Even now, I think there are 7 or 8 players in the India team who are from Manipur. So, any idea as to when football can resume in the state now?
For me, as long as it doesn't turn normal, it will be very difficult to say when we should start. But football should go on. But I doubt that, you know, people are still out of state, and I'm sure to return back to normal, it will take time. Once it returns back to normal, the fear will still be there, because whatever we have seen in last few days or a week, we have not seen ever. So that's why I'm saying our leaders should work hard, you know, as much as possible, so that, you know, it brings back to normal and football should go on.
Right. And you mentioned you were out of the state, and then we saw that you had gone to Gangtok for the FPAI awards. Now, the Football Players Association of India is an institution of which you are the president. So you've been associated with this for a very long time. I think it was founded in 2006 when you were a player. It was in Kolkata, if I remember, when Bob was holding a camp and then you guys set it up and announced it to the media. And now you're the president. So, you know, from when it started to now, can you briefly tell us how it has grown as an organization?
So now all I would like to say thanks to Baiju, the idea of Players Football Association. Honestly, when we were playing in East Bengal, I started in 1996 in Mohun Bagan and then followed by East Bengal and back in Mohun Bagan for 12 years. And 1996, 97, 98, when we were still playing in Calcutta, of course, I had the best time. All due respect to both the clubs, I had the best time. The people love us so much, the supporters. Yes, when we play bad, it's not great. But when we, the moment we play well, it's a different thing. Calcutta, for me, will always be the best place to play football. Yes, going back in those days, we used to have a lot of non-payment issue. If players get injured, the club will not look after. It's a sad thing to happen. But nowadays, you know, it's not there anymore. I cannot say 100%. Yes, in state league and district league, the players are still struggling. Yeah, but in Indian Super League and almost all in I-League, there are a few I-League teams who are players who are having problem with non-payment issue, but not much. But going back in those days, you know, when the club, they will promise something, say 12 or 15 lakhs, you get an advance of 8, 9 lakhs and another remaining 7, 8 lakhs, they will not give for 6, 7 months. And as a player, we can never go against if the club is not giving us also. We could never go because we are scared that next year we will not get a club. So we'll never go against the club. So now, and we used to suffer a lot. Not only us, almost all the players, not only me or Baichung, almost all the players, all the young players, all the senior players along with, yeah. So Baichung played in Bury for 3 years. Then he had an idea how Players Association works. You know, Players Association, some people may have a wrong mentality thinking that it's an association going against the club. No, we want to work with the club. We want to have a good relation with the club, and which we are right now. So Baichung is the one, when we were having a camp in 2007-08 in Dubai, he came up with this idea saying that, Renedy, you know, we are almost retiring in a few years, but if we do come up with an association and if we have one unity, if we're all together, we will be able to fight against this issue so that the young players shouldn't suffer what we had suffered. So that's why I would like to say thanks to him, because he came up with this idea. And in Delhi, in Calcutta, it was where we've started our Players Association. I'm sure Diman was there and a lot of people supported, but at the same time, not many club officials didn't support, because they are thinking that, oh, these people are going against the club, all the senior players, but not. But now, things are much better than before. And the clubs are also have realized that, you know, if you work for the welfare of the players, if you work for the betterment of the players, you will get the result. How you are going to get a result when players is not getting salary for six years? Do not promise big money, you know. Do promise whatever you have. If you are going to give 10, just say 10. If you are going, don't promise 40 and just give 10, right? So now we need, that's why we are, through Players Football Association, we are trying to educate the players as much as possible. And things are getting much better. But in low leagues, yes, in state level, the players are still doing the same, are suffering the same what we had done 30 years back. So it's our challenge as an association to connect with those state level players. Not only our Indian Super League players, because they are well organized, or I-League teams, but state league team is what we have to. And that's the work for all the API members and the people working in API, Siddharth and Cyrus.
So you mentioned what happened to you at the highest level is now not happening at the highest level, but it's not been taken away because it's still happening at the lower levels of football. But even then, that's an improvement, I guess. But, you know, you were in Gangtok for the FPAI Awards. Now, could you tell us how exactly these awards are decided? How do you choose? Who chooses them? How do you get the best player, men and women? Could you tell us how the awards happen?
Yeah, all the ISL players are allowed to vote wherever they want to, except their own teammates and I-League teams. Okay. And I-League, they cannot vote their own teammates. But best thing about getting a players award, I never got this award when we were playing, because it was hardly there when we were retiring. But you know what more respect will you get other than your own players are voting right for you? So that's the biggest respect a player could get. So yes, all the ISL players and I-League players voted for the players wherever they wanted, and not their teammates. So the Indian players, I think the Indian player, Changte was the best player of India.
Yeah.
And Siva Sakthi, who I really like. Of course, Changte has been performing well. Siva Sakthi, the young player who from Bengaluru, he got the Young Player Award. And the best foreign coach is the Mumbai City. And even the best foreign players from the Mumbai City. So, yes, Mumbai City being the one of the best looking team, the best the team who has been playing good football. So, they deserve it. I feel that. And it's an award start. We played a match between all the selected players from all over India and the selected players from the Sikkim. They just had a Sikkim Premier League, so they selected some players. So and our players, and it's a good thing because to connect, it shouldn't only be in Sikkim. We did it in Kashmir, we did it in Sikkim, and we did it in Mizoram. So we want to go to other parts as well, so that we connect with the local players, and that's what we need.
Right.
And we did it in Goa. We did it in Goa 2 years, yeah, back years.
Generally, if you look at most sports in India, players' association hasn't really worked. Why do you think the one in football has stayed strong? Is it because recognition from FIFPro came early? And also, are women footballers, do they also come under the association's ambit?
Yes, almost all the Indian players, women Indian players, they are a member. But then still, this is what we need to educate them. Like we have started with the men, you know, quite 10 years back. More than 10 years, right? 12 years, I think, 12, 14 years. So this is what we need to do with that. But things are getting better with the women's football also, as we have seen, and players are more aware of it. The more you connect, the better we will get. So yes, with women, we have to work more so that I think the people from here are working to connect with them so that they're also aware and not face the same problem. But in women, I'm sure they're facing a lot of problems, but they are not coming out in open. Because it takes time to, yeah.
So, Renedi, how many members do you have approximately?
So, all the Indian Super League players and I-League players are the member. And all the, okay. And for women, all the Indian team players, almost all. But that's okay. Why I'm saying that's a work for the people who are working, especially Cyrus and Siddharth. And all the players and all the who are member, they should be talking to all the players. Oh, I mean, because we all are from different states and they are the people who have to talk about it so that the other people know that if any place is in trouble, we can help them. We to connect with all the state players or district league players is what we need now to have a whole thing. And FIPRO that way has guided us really well. And, you know, and thanks to them also for guiding all the way. And I hope they continue to guide us. They continue to support us so that this can be association, you know, in for long, long years, you know, who will be working for the welfare of the players and yeah, to support the players. Yes, and I cannot comment on any other sporting thing because football, I feel that what we have seen in last 10, 12 years, that we have a good unity, we have a good understanding. And when I'm gone also, whoever will be becoming a president, I'm sure he will be the best person to connect with the players, to help the players so that players don't suffer in the future. Yes, there are problems for sure. You know, it's not 100%. There are still a lot of problems that we have to work. But things are getting better than what we were before.
But Renedi, is it also because, you know, taking forward what Vivek asked, is it also because you guys got recognized very early from FIPRO that yes. gave your association some kind of, you know, sanction? Because even now, I'm not, AIFF does not recognize you, although I am told that, you know, conversations have begun and conversations are happening between you and FPAI and the new dispensation of AIFF. But, you know, had you not been recognized by FIPRO early, would the Players Association have faced the same kind of problems that, let's say, the other players associations in other sports have faced in India?
Yes, I think it's a great help from FIPRO and they have been helping from day one. And that's the best thing to happen. And to have a good relationship with AIFF is important. But we met Saji. And then Kalyan is there, who is my friend for, you know, he was my roommate for 5.5 years in TF, and I'm sure he knows about FPAI. And I met Sajibai recently and we talk about it. The relationship is much better. And when the things get better, I'm sure we will help each other. You know, we are not here to go against, and we are here just for the welfare, like I said, you know, just to support the players. As long as players are not facing problems, that's a work done for us. So it should. No, we are there to have a good relationship, not to fight against anyone. But for yes, if anything happens to the players, we are always there to support.
Renedi, what are the areas you can actually help apart from ensuring that the player gets paid on time? I mean, is there also things that you can help in improving them as a person? Because the football career is short. Your career can get derailed at any point in time. At the best of times, you're playing 10 years. Do you also help in trying to get those players get a life away from football? Yeah. Do you also chip in there?
I think it's very, very important for all the players who are playing in top level to meet the young players so that they don't only talk about the game, but they only talk about the life that they are leading, the trouble they have faced. And because football is a tricky game. If you get injured, if you get a big injury, you know, your life may just stop there. If you give an example about Azib Hai, if you give an example about Shankar Lal, who has fought back and become a coach. Mm-hmm. So there are many other players who have got injured and couldn't play for long. So yes, nowadays there are many other things that if you don't get succeed in playing football, there is always, you know, coaching is one of the best part, or having a degree, you know, to be a director, because there are so many, or management or a logistic, there are so many things coming in, a lot of money being involved. If you see a ISL team spending 55 crores to 60 or 50 crores a year, you know, it is helping everyone. So it's not only the players who are getting a job. There are many other, you know, logistics from management. So if the players don't get succeed in playing football, there's always always other things can be followed, like coaching. So yes, we the more we have a seminar, the more we talk about it, the players will be aware about all these things, and this will help them to get better. And we do that.
Right, so enough questions on FBI. Renedi, now let's talk us a little bit about how your coaching is moving. Talk us about how your Classic Football Academy is doing in Imphal. How's that shaping up?
It's been great. After playing for 12 years in the national team, after playing for 19 years as in various other clubs, East Bengal Mohun Bagan and various other clubs, I have realized that, you know, being a TFA, being a cadet of TFA, I have seen that, like you said, Manipur produced one of most number of players in India, but our players are playing everywhere. If you see in any academies or even in Indian teams, there are 7 or 8. Even in any academy, 7 or 8 or 10 players there. So then I've been thinking, I myself, 6.5 years, I left home when I was 11. And all thanks to Tata Football Academy for grooming, for helping me to get to be where I am right now. So yes, and I thought, why not we have an academy in Manipur when we produce so many players? Why we don't have anything to call our own academy? So yes, this is why I've started in 5 years back after working under David Platt, who has helped me, you know, who has helped me a lot. I will always, you know, remember him for what he have done for me, because playing for 19 years and coaching is two different things. Yeah, you know, otherwise Maradona and Pele would have been the best coach in the world without a doubt. And as we have seen yesterday what Pep Guardiola did, I have never seen such dominating match in my life.
Oh, incredible,
you know?
So,
playing coaching is a totally different thing. So yes, I had to learn from the best and thanks to Hawass and thanks to David Platt and working with all these good coaches. And I thought after working for 2 years as assistant, why don't I open up? Why don't I come up with my own philosophy? I played for the national team for 12 years, thanks to Bob Houghton for what he has showed, you know, a football that the style of football that and Sukisa is starting with. So even though playing for 12 years, we only defend. I feel whenever we play with the best team, we just defend. And as a coach, I don't want to do the same. We India should start dominating with the ball. We India should be more comfortable with the ball. Just not defend for 90 minutes and look at the clock. Jab time kab khatam hoga, you know. So then this is the football that I don't want to. The football that we played, I don't want to play the same. I mean, I want to play more dominating football. All said and done. I think it's not easy. It will take long years. So first thing is when I start an academy is to be comfortable with the ball. Technique. People talk about strength. People talk about height. People talk about speed. Yes, in India, if you see, Changte and Bipin has got good speed, very, very good speed. Changte, they are fast, quick, they're strong, but they have to be more comfortable with the ball to compete with the best of the world. What we have seen yesterday, what Man City have done. And we don't have to play like Barcelona or Man City, but the first thing for me is if we can be comfortable with the ball, automatically we'll dominate the ball, right? And which for so many years in my career, 12 years, other than playing with Bangladesh, Nepal and neighboring countries, we are fine. But the moment we play with the other teams, we are gone because we are not comfortable. So, yes, when I started for 2 years, we started losing with the village team. And I thought, oh, am I going to be a good coach after working under David Platt and Hawass, starting losing in the first 2 years, 7-0, 6-0. Then I was thinking, I had a second thought. Or then third, fourth, fifth year, we started beating almost all the teams in Manipur, the senior team. The under-17 recently became a champion of India. And the under-21, after beating all the teams, even the I-League teams, you know, we are in the Premier League. We started from third division, second, first. We are in the main league, in Premier League right now of Manipur. And if we win that, we will be able to play second division and go on with the I-League. Right? That's what our setup is all about. So yes, it's a good experience to work with the youth. And I think with youth, you can work with your own philosophy, the football that you wanted to. I was a coach for East Bengal after our coach Manolo got sacked. And I got an opportunity to work with the seniors. But then it's all about surviving in that stage. It's not about your own style, because our style have to be according to the weapons that we have. So East Bengal, that way from conceding 5 goals, 5-1, 4-1 with all the big coaches. And as a young Indian coach, my thinking was, can I concede less? So that was the thing, and it happened. So yes, working with the youth is the best thing to happen, and we learn a lot every day, winning or losing, and things are getting better. But sadly, we couldn't play the match against Mohun Bagan in the development league, the Reliance development
league. Because of the violence.
Because of the violence. We played draw against Northeast that killed us. 2-2 draw kill us, but we had one more match to play against Mohun Bagan, which didn't happen. But that draw kill us. But it would have been nice to test ourselves, because Mohun Bagan players are all who have played, those young players have played in Indian Super League. So for our boys, under 17, fine, they have won the league. But under 21 boys, to test themselves where they are, that would have been the best opportunity. But we missed out. And I'm sure we will keep working, and maybe next year it will get better. But Reliance, I think now that they are playing all the Champions League, all the English Premier League under 19 teams are there. And yesterday we have seen that Mohun Bagan played draw with West Ham. I think that's a good sign that India, even though they were defending hard, but that's a good sign. 1-1 draw, it's not bad at all. And we can take all the positive from this and get better. And we lose as a classic football academy, we lose our chance to be there. But for right. sure, our boys are feeling bad. I am feeling bad. And next year, we will come stronger and get better. And we will take the chance for sure.
Renedi, the Premier League Next Generation Cup is going on right now. How do you see that tournament where ATK, Mohun Bagan, Bengaluru FC, Reliance Foundation, Young Champs and Sudeva Delhi are playing academy teams from, I think, West Ham, Wolves, Everton and South Africa's Stellenbosch FC. How do you see that tournament in terms of the development of these teams?
I think this is the best experience that the young players will get, because when was the last time we got a chance to play with real Premier League under 18 or 19 or 20 teams, right? We hardly get a chance. So I think it's a good work from Reliance what they are doing, because to qualify for the best four, we have already, you know, in all the region, I think the different other states, we all have played 10 to 12 matches. So in India, we for a young player, for the under 19 or 20 years old, they don't have this many matches to play. So through this, because to be qualified as a best four, I think we all have played, like CFA missed out. We couldn't play the last match against Mohun Bagan, but we drew against Northeast FC 2-2 draw. So that's why we couldn't qualify. So this was the best chance. And this is the thing that all the young players would be looking forward to play with the best of the Premiership team, and to check out if they're where they are. And it's a good test for all of them. It's a good test for the players, even who are, for the coaches, even who are coaching these four teams. You know, it's going to be a great experience. If they lose, how do we fight back? And if we win, how do we maintain? And then the type of the game that the other teams. So to compete in that level is the best experience the players will get, the young players will get, the coaches. I think that's the best thing to happen. And I was looking at the match yesterday, Mohun Bagan and West Ham. Yeah. There is not much difference, even though they were more, like I said, the West Ham were more comfortable with the ball. After scoring a goal early, Mohun Bagan, they had to defend a lot more. But yes, you know, football, it's not going to happen overnight. But 1-1 draw is a good result that the playing style will also get better when we play more matches with this type of teams. And in the second match, I saw Sudeba playing Reliance and Arata, who was our who I played with and who I have done the coaching license with. He has been coaching Reliance for many years. And yesterday they beat Sudeba FC, which is a good thing. The under-19 boys beat. So yes, and Sudeba was in the final of this cup. Mm-hmm. And then now these four teams from India, the best four from India and the premiership teams, under-19 teams, they're there. So I feel I'll be going there to watch also, I think, for a match or two so that I can get an idea also. And best thing to happen. And it should go on so that we young coaches and then the players, young players get a chance to perform and to showcase their skill.
So, Renedy, you mentioned 10-12 games that this Reliance Foundation Development League provided for academy players. How many games does an academy player usually get on an average if this tournament was not there?
Not many. We can count not many. But good competitive games is 10-12 matches. I think it's a good sign to start with when you don't get much. And to compete with the best. Of course, yes, you can play among in the state level or in your own state with other teams. Mm-hmm. You can play as many as possible. But with good teams, with good competitive teams to get, like we got a chance to play against La Jong. We got a chance to play against Northeast. So I it costs a lot of money also to fly in from one state to other state. And at this level, I can understand from the management point of view also. But through this, if we are getting a chance, it's good. But yes, a youth has to play at least 40-50 matches easily. So that's why we as an academy, we try to play every weekend. And we try to play a lot of tournaments, a lot of small tournaments, and which will help them. Because just training, it's not enough. But we have to give with a lot more matches to play. And to get competitive matches is a added bonus. So yes, I would love to have more matches like this, not only 12 matches, but this will get better and continue. And Richard, my friend Richard from Reliance, I think he's doing a great work on organizing this. So yeah, he should continue the good work.
Right.
Maybe the SAF Championship draw was held in Delhi yesterday. Your thoughts on Kuwait and Lebanon being invited as guest teams? The right decision? Or how do you see that?
Kuwait and Lebanon will be a good test for us, as we know that Kuwait right now, they are not in the best what they used to, but they're still a very good team. Lebanon the same. Lebanon is also having a problem for last few years, like with the problem in the country itself. I don't know how players are they fit enough to play. I'm sure the overseas play, the player playing overseas, we will surely help them. But Lebanon and Kuwait, they are a good side. As we have played them in the past, they are going to be a tough one to play. So for the players, not only playing against the neighboring teams, I think these teams will surely give us to test ourselves, you know, where we are, and it should be a good match. And then with the way players are preparing, I hope they do well.
So you've played Lebanon and Kuwait both, Renedy, as a player. I think under Bob, one of your World Cup qualifiers was against Lebanon away, and then the home game, I think India drew 1-1 or something. But what is it from a team like Lebanon or let's say Kuwait, even though with their problems, what is it that we can take or learn from playing such games?
Lebanon, when we played, they were, of course, a better side than us. The Kuwait, they were a better side than us. Lebanon is at par. So that, you know, instead of playing, all due respect to our neighboring teams, we don't get much because in Asia Cup, we are going to play with the best of Asia. So just the winning against Bangladesh or Pakistan, of course, motivation level, it helps, but not much. So when you test yourself, so directly if you go play South Korea, if we go play even Uzbekistan right now, I think that will be difficult. Or even Vietnam, as we have seen that, we lost 3-0 or something. So Vietnam, we used to beat them in our days, Vietnam and Uzbekistan, but they are up there. So I think the Kuwait and Lebanon is just below them. So we should be able to test ourselves of there. And I think that's a good decision to bring them because we are not playing with the best of Asia, but we are playing with the medium kind of team so that we can test ourselves,
So, Renedy, before we get to that, we are playing another tournament in Bhubaneswar next month. But Before that, I'd like to ask you, I mean, you've been Sunil Chhetri's teammate 5-6 years with the national team,
Eight years in the club, you've seen him at JCT.
Both of you were sort of, you know, finding your way to regenerate your career, both at JCT under Sukhinder Singh. So, you know, tell me a little bit about how you've seen Sunil evolve. I mean, a lot of credit for whatever happened. You also mentioned, you know, Baichung deserves credit for setting up an FPI, giving you guys this idea. Do you at any level feel that Sunil has taken that idea forward, that, you know, he's kind of held up the idea of being a football player in this country where it is not the most important sport? So has he been able to take that mantle forward? And totally. What is the kind of change that you have seen in him from the time you saw him as a kid to what he is now?
Totally. I think for me, he has been a great example for many years now. After we left, I think he's one of the best examples. Baichung was there before and we all played together for 8-10 years. And yes, but what Sunil, what we see today, he was not the same, honestly. Like you said, we are trying to revive our career. We were down and out. And when we were invited by Sukhinder in, I think, 2005, we played in JCT for 3 years. And I think that had changed my life to come back, and that has changed Sunil's life to get better, because here he was not getting even full time in Mohun Bagan when I was the captain here also. And he was not as fit as we see Sunil right now. And he was not as, of course, as he's a nice guy, you know, he's the guy who when he came to Calcutta, who already had that skill, you know, or one-on-one to get on. But he was not the guy who will work extra after the training session, or who is the guy who will work more. But what we have seen for last 10 years now, what we are seeing Sunil is totally different. And JCT is where he started to change himself. He started to become more professional, working extra after the training and being more professional and the way he eat. Look at Sunil Chhetri. If you look at the picture of Sunil Chhetri in 2004 or 5, he's there. but now, and I met him recently in Manipur, you know, the diet that he's maintaining, the food that he's eating, the sleeping time, the training time, and he has been the best example so far. So he have seen, he have experienced himself from where he was and you know, for last 10 years in every match trying to perform and being on top to maintain in that level. It's not easy at all. And Sunil have shown that. So yes, I'm sure the young players, they respect him a lot and they are learning from him how the players, you know, if they want to play for long, you know, and you have to devote yourself, you have to spend so much of time, you have to give so much of time on training and taking care of themselves. And Sunil has been the best example by far. And I'm sure in 1 or 2 years, Sunil will also retire. But I'm sure someone needs to come in to take his place. And when we have seen such good example, someone needs to fill in that place. And I don't know who, but yes, there are players like Gurpreet, Sundays, you know, who has been, but I hope they continue what Sunil have done for so long. They continue to do.
Yeah, so, you know, before we end here, what do you see, how do you see India playing the Hero Intercontinental Tournament where I think you're playing Lebanon, Vanuatu and Mongolia? Now, it's a four-nation tournament. Do you see this as another opportunity for India to win something, because we don't win it very often? Or do you see this being in the Asian Cup year, the results are not very important. It is how much of experience you gain out of these that's going to help you in January when you're competing against the best in Asia.
It's very easy to say that results are not important, but then if the results are not great, I think the fans are going to eat up. So yes, as a coach, I can totally understand you have to try out the players and preparing for the Asia Cup. But then while preparing, if you lose one or two matches of Vanuatu or Mongolia, the fans are not going to make it easy. So yes, of course, coach have to try and balance it up to prepare. Yes, it's a preparation for the Asia Cup. But winning mentality is also important. So how do he balance at that? We have to see. And yes, plan. I'm looking forward to see the playing Lebanon. So see that where we are. And if we can beat Lebanon, it will be a good sign. It will be a good preparation. But those other two, I don't know much about. And I don't think they are as good as Lebanon. So yes, again, to see that they are not going to come all out when Vanuatu play or Mongolia play. They are not going to come out all against. They are going to defend. So how do we break that? But when we play against Lebanon, of course, they are not going to respect. They will come out like any other teams in Asia, in Asian Cup, which we are going to play. So it will be that will be a good test. Yes.
Sunil, Renedi, how important was the win against Kyrgyzstan? You were there at the ground then. But Kyrgyzstan is a team that's ranked higher than us. And India looked kind of comfortable. Do you see that as a takeoff point? Or we also drew against Qatar some time back, but that was a one-off. So how important was that win against Kyrgyzstan that you saw in Manipur on way to the Tri-Nation triumph?
I think it's a good win. Good win from India. But for preparation, I think if you look for the future, we have to dominate the ball more. If you see the two good goals, I think the first scored was by Sandesh. I think it was in the free kick. So yes, playing a dominating football is what we need, but it's not going to come in a day. Yes, I'm sure I'm happy that they won. Kyrgyzstan is not a bad side, but we should dominate the ball more. We should dominate the game more. And this is what we need as an Indian to see that more. But things will come and things will take time. But yeah, if we don't win, people may say that. But as a coach, as an ex-player, yes, winning is a good thing. But at the same time, did we play the dominating game is what we have to see. Fans will be happy with the win 2-0 or thing. But for sure, I feel that we Indians should play better and we can play better and we are preparing and it's not going to happen overnight. And I'm sure coaches and players are working really hard to get that.
Thanks, Renedi. Thanks for joining us and chatting to us.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Vivek. Yeah. Thanks, Devan bhai.
That was it for this episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on our Twitter handles at Vivek9301 and at DemanHT. If you're a true football fan, you cannot not subscribe to Kickoff, our weekly newsletter on the World Game, which hits inboxes every Friday. For more updates on this podcast, follow HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And to listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.